Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first of, I hope, many broadcasts in 2017 by that legendary radio broadcaster, Mr. James Whale. Yes, well, I thought I'd change tack. I thought I'd become more kind of Radio 4 in 2017.
Oh, God, no, please.
Yep, no. And I'm hoping that I might get a part in The Archers in the not-too-distant future.
Is that the one?
Yep. Mary, get that tea on the table straight away, Mary.
It's a bit sexist, isn't it?
Why?
Well, couldn't a man make the tea?
No, when does you know men make teas? When does men make teas? No, that's not. I think, actually, I've gone off the idea of being in The Archers, to be honest with you. I might just continue to sort of play Archers with my bows and arrows.
Yeah, that's a better Archers, yeah.
Yeah.
Or drinking.
Yeah, I think I will. I think I'm not going to do anything else. Anyway, lots to talk about today. The new celebrity Big Brother is in the house. I'll be on the side.
Can I do the show next week when you go in?
I'm not going in. I'm going to do a bit on the side.
Oh, is that what you're telling me?
If I go in,
yeah.
There are rumours abroad that I may well pop in. If I do go in, you can do the show. Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was more than rumors.
You could do my radio show on talk radio as well.
Yeah, I don't think they'll let me do that.
Well, I choose who does it.
Oh,
does
okay.
Does it? Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, I might even do the show live from the Big Brother back lot.
I thought you were going to say backside then.
I was going to say backside, yes, but I decided against it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, my friend James Cosmo has gone in.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people asking why why an actor of his caliber would want to do it, and there are a few answers. First of all, I bet him he wouldn't be able to.
Yep.
Secondly, they offered him an enormous amount of money.
Of course.
And thirdly, he's actually doing some research for a movie.
Ah.
You know, I know what it's about, but I can't tell you. But I mean, if you think about it, if you were going to be incarcerated and you wanted to know what it was like, not being able to call out, not being able to know what was going, I tell you what, it is the closest thing, I presume, to being in house arrest that you can think. In house arrest, it's slightly easier, I would imagine, if you're allowed to go around the gardens and you're in a fairly big place, because there's not a huge garden there to go around. And it is the winter. When I was in the house, it was the height of summer, so you could sit outside and sunbathe all the time. He won't be able to do that.
Is he bringing back the prisoner?
I really can't say anything other than, in fact, I probably shouldn't have said that, but he is going to. He's one of the main reasons he said he would do it is because he's doing research for a movie that he's working on.
That'd be interesting to see.
Whether the movie ever gets made or not, you don't know. But at this particular stage, he's got another movie as well, which is going under the title of A Berserker, which is all about a Viking that landed in Scotland. And they've done some bits. It looks amazing. But again, you know, lots of movies get started. Not all of them ever get finished.
Very true. Very true.
If anybody wants to go and see his latest movie that lots of people won't have seen, it's called The Pyramid Texts. Check it out. Go and have a look at it. It's a brilliant movie. A brilliant movie. So, yeah, he's in now, and he's in there with Colleen Nolan, apart from anybody else.
Yeah, I did watch it last night.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be all-stars, Big
Brother. I know. And maybe I should have said yes. maybe I should have said yes.
Maybe you should.
You know, maybe a Marjorie, Daisy and I should have gone back in.
There's always next week.
Well, there is, isn't there? Mm. It might get even more fun. I mean, you can never tell. Are they? You know, there are Cosmo, Colleen Nolan, Angie Best, James Jordan, I suppose, the dancer from Strictly. I suppose people know who Callum Best is,
yeah.
Even if he doesn't know who anybody else is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see him when his mum went in? I think that is the funniest thing I've seen.
That's going to be good entertainment, I think, there, that bit, yes.
Could you imagine
your mum
being in there? Yeah, when he was thinking, well, I'll get in there and there'll be a few birds I'll be able to pull and that'll be great. And your mother's in there saying, no, you behave yourself.
Bring your mum to work day.
Yeah, yeah. Angie Best was quite a big celebrity herself.
I'm not familiar.
George Best's wife. Of course you remember Angie Best. She was a model in her day.
Before my time.
Oh, yeah, you're young, aren't you? Yeah. Well, I can thoroughly recommend it. And if you want to get behind Cosmo and vote to keep him in, I don't know if he's ever going to be nominated. He's an actually really nice bloke. He plays some of the nastiest villains in movies, as you know. But he's actually quite a nice bloke.
I heard it's all your fault, the poor turnout of the celebrities this year, though.
Why?
Because your fee was so high last year.
They couldn't afford any more.
Yeah.
I do hope so.
Bankrupted them, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there we are. There we are. If you want the whale, you have to pay for the whale.
Mm.
Yeah. So anyway, listen, what else is going on? Oh, we've had some letters, have we? Letters, yeah. Yeah, okay, let me have a look at that. Ian Gendler. Happy New Year, James. Happy New Year. Did we say Happy New Year to all our listeners and followers? If we haven't, a Happy New Year to all of you. Thank you for joining us in 2017. Like everybody, I like your show a lot. Cyclists are plots most of the time. I think, is this a Belgian? People were weird to vote for Brexit, and I cannot believe Robbo is such a damn ass trying to cook a turkey. Well, Ian, I think I agree with everything you've said there. What an intelligent man. Yeah. You know, cyclists are a pain in the backside, absolutely. People who voted to leave the European Union, as they're probably seeing now, are weird. And Robbo's a bit of a dumbass trying to cook a turkey.
That's very true.
Yeah, very true indeed. Very true indeed. Have we still got more radio stations coming on board? I don't hear how many radio stations are putting this program out.
Strangely, we haven't had any new ones this year. But then again, it is only the 4th, is it? January?
Well, I thought, you know, yeah, I thought 4 days into the new year. Because how many have we got now? About 50 or so take the programme?
Yeah, they come and go, but yeah, around 50.
Yeah, we never know, because they're supposed to pay for the programme, but they never do.
Most do, to be fair.
Yeah. There, yeah. But those, I'm thinking of the ones abroad, you know. I told you, you need to go over to Saudi Arabia and collect money from some of those radio stations.
When we have enough for a ticket, I'll go.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a good point. Actually, I thought of a way of making some money, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Mrs. W has gone, because, you know, did you know I'm working, I've got a new show on Talk Radio?
No, you've not mentioned that.
Oh, yeah, Monday to Thursday, 7 o'clock in the evening until 10, back with Ash, Talk Radio, the national talk radio station all over the country. And because I'm out in the evenings a lot, Mrs. W decided she needed something to do, so she's taken up crocheting again.
Again?
Well, she used to do it back in the day when she was young, and now when she's sort of not as young as she was, she decided she needed something to do, and she's been making all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fingerless gloves, very good.
Can't you do the fingers then?
If you've got the wrist and the hand covered, it's better to have your fingers free.
Okay. I wouldn't know.
No, well, trust me, it is. She's also doing mobile phone covers, crocheted mobile phone covers, like a little wallet with a very nice button. In fact, why don't we put a picture on the website in the shop and flog them?
One question.
What?
How do you see the screen?
Well, no, you take it out to use it.
Oh, okay, right, okay, right.
It's a little wallet. You put your mobile phone in.
Yeah.
A little crocheted wallet, and it's like a pouch.
Phone sock.
Phone sock. It's like a phone sock, but it is made by Mrs. W. You can have it made exclusively. What should we charge for that? 25 quid a go?
Would there be a little hand note inside that says crocheted by Mrs. W?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Why not?
Well, then the value's going up, obviously.
Yeah. Well, why don't we put a photo? Well, let's put a photograph up on the website.
Of a crocheted hand warmer.
No, mobile phone sock. What is wrong with you? Why don't you listen?
Because I'm doing other things at the same time.
Right. Well, I think we'll do that.
Right. So we'll do that for the new year. Oh, it is the new year. Okay, so we'll do that more or less straight away then.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, if you go and check out the website, have a look. There's all sorts of things, including fabulous books there. Can you still download the Audible book?
From Audible, yes.
Yeah, because they're advertising on the TV at the moment.
Yeah, but we don't get as much money from that, though.
What? From them advertising on the TV?
Yeah.
Well, we get money, don't we, if people go and sign up to Audible, and then they can download a book for free.
Now, that is true. That is very true, actually, yes.
So you could get the audio version of, well, just for argument's sake, not that I'm pushing it, of course, my autobiography, Almost a Celebrity. Well, that can't be... I might have to change the title.
I don't think you can you?
I don't know. Well, I could scribble it out on some of the copies and put Now a Celebrity.
That might be worth a bit of money. Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Anyway, listen, why don't you pop up to our website at jameswhaleradio.co.uk and check it out. You can see some television programs we've got there, hundreds of radio shows. And anything, I think, in fact, we'll also put through there the interview I did with James Cosmo on Talk Radio the other day. I noticed they're putting out as a podcast at the moment.
I could put a link to that, yeah.
Yeah, we'll put a link to that. Go and have a look. Right, okay, so more letters. John Kirkham. Hello, John. What does this say? Let's have a look. Did you actually say on Sky News that 52% did not know what they were voting for in Brexit? Yes, I did, John. Well, that is such patronising claptrap, it simply beggars belief. Ah, really, John? Do you want to explain? Send us your phone number. I'll give you a ring. And you can explain to me why voting for Brexit is going to make the whole world or this country a much stronger and a much better place. It might, but I doubt it. And I don't think people who voted in Brexit knew what they were voting for or against, by the way. I think to actually have made a vote on an issue in or out, what was it that stupid man Cameron said? Oh, I did say on Talk Radio the other day, I thought he should be brought to Parliament and made to kneel down and publicly apologise to all of us for giving us a referendum on something we could not possibly really make a decision on. You know, should we stay or should we go? The only thing that perhaps everybody agrees with is that the European Parliament needs to be sorted out. It's a complete cock-up. It's a flipping mess. And that needs to be sorted out. But I don't see how, once we have agreed to leave the European Union, we can have any say in how the European Parliament is run. And seeing that they are our nearest neighbours, it seems to me bloody ridiculous to actually decide to leave and go on our own. Because if I meet another thicko that says something along the lines of, "We want my country back," I won't be able to contain my anger. I want my country back and I don't want any more foreigners in here. Thickos. I mean, really, thickos. You know, we have areas of this country that don't have any immigrants in, but have stupid people in who voted en masse to leave the European Union because they don't like migrants. And I was talking to one nincompoop from, I won't actually identify the place because there are some nice people who live there. In fact, relatives of mine. But one stupid, stupid person who actually said, yeah, we don't want any immigrants. There are too many in the country. And was asked, well, which ones? Well, there's ones from Iraq and Syria. And, of course, and for some strange reason, they seem to think that voting to leave Europe means that people... I mean, just bizarre. Just bizarre. You know, we won't get the sort of trade deals with other European countries that everybody thought. We won't be getting £350 million a week going into the National Health Service. What we will do is we'll now have our farmers moaning again. They moaned, and the fishermen moaned because they wanted to leave the European Union, a lot of them, led by the National Farmers Union. And now... surprise, surprise, farmers are suddenly realising that the subsidies that they all got for doing bugger all from the European Union will be stopping. And so they've been lobbying the government. So will British government will continue giving us this? No, probably not. No. You go out and grow vegetables and sell stuff. Ah. Oh. Are you sure? Well, no, nobody's sure. You see, that's a ridiculously stupid thing, being given a referendum on something nobody really knew enough to make a decision about. And poor old Theresa May. I mean, I had high hopes for Theresa May. I thought it was the second coming of Maggie. But it was not, is it? She's weak. And she doesn't listen to people's advice. Now we've got the ambassador to the European Union's quit. Told them to go and do one. And he's going. You know, so I'll be honest with you. I think the one thing that needs doing is the European Union needs completely overhauling and reforming. The euro was a complete mess up and cock up and everything else. There's too many people who think they know better than the rest of us in the European Parliament. The commissioners are not democratically elected, but leaving it means they'll carry on doing whatever they want. And we will suffer the consequences without being able to do anything about it. Oh, no, 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 no. Britain will be great again. We don't live in the world we lived in 40-odd years ago. The world is a different place. Anyway, I finished that. I mean, I'm fed up with talking about this, but I suppose we're going to be talking about it until maybe next month, month after, we'll see. Has she got the? Is she going to be so stupid as to trigger Article 50 without actually knowing what she's doing? Because she obviously, Theresa May, I'm talking about, has no plan. You know, even the top civil servants are saying she has no plan. Oh, I'm keeping it to myself. No, you aren't. You haven't got a plan. And so, what would the point of triggering Article 50 be? Because if we carry on the way we are, we will have import and export tariffs to worry about. We will have all kinds of problems. Story in the paper the other day, 20,000 bankers are thinking of moving because there are jobs for them in other parts of Europe which could become more lucrative. We will lose being the financial hub of the world. We are stupid to ourselves. You know, the idea that farmers suddenly said, oh, well, we want to leave. And now they realise maybe they made a bad decision. You're very quiet, Robbo. Am I doing this entire programme on my own?
No, I'm listening to you. I'm educating myself.
Well, good. You know, I might have to go into Parliament. But I, as I said, I think a dictatorship is probably better, probably more the way for me to go.
If you do that, can I do the show by myself?
Yeah. Anytime you want. Yeah. Do you see that article the other day where it says that you can trust people who swear much more than you can people who don't?
No, I didn't, but I believe it.
And swearing is it shows an intellect as well. People who don't swear are usually wet and rather sort of...
Boring,
dull. You know, a good... And a good, you're a stupid, you know, those words make you feel good.
Get it out of your system.
Get it out of your system, yeah.
Yeah, don't bottle it up.
Yeah, you don't want to bottle it up too much, do you?
No, because then you'll just fizz everywhere.
Yeah. It's probably time for us to have a bit of music, isn't it? And you could do your tech talk or something.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, in 2017, it is the new year. Nice to have you with us. Let's have some new music on the programme. If you would like us here on the James Whale radio show across the world, here on your favourite radio station, your favourite tablet, your favourite computer, whatever you're listening to us on, just get in touch. Send us an IP3. No, that's not right, is it?
MP3.
I knew it was one of those, yeah. An MP3 or whatever of your music, and we will try and include it on the programme. And at the moment, it's absolutely free.
That's
but we
true.
Can't promise it'll last that way. Because, you know, we should go back to charging.
We used to, yeah.
Well, no. Well, we're going to have to sort things out, you know. We have had some very nice donations to keep the programme going. And if you go to our website, jamesworldradio.co.uk, you can find out about advertising with us. You can find out about sending money in. What we should do is one of those, to keep it going, what we should do is some crowdfunding, isn't it?
Yeah, we just need a crowd.
Yeah. How do you do that crowdfunding? You see, I was thinking of, I said this on my talk radio show the other night, I ought to do research.
I've been saying that for 3 years.
Yeah. No, you know, research into a project.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, you silly pillock. Research into a project that, like, for instance, apparently there was, I talked to somebody the other night about how good sex is for the over 50s.
Right.
And when you're over 50, sex is a lot better. Well, I've heard that.
Anything when you're over 50 is a lot better, I suppose.
Why?
Well, because you're over 50.
Oh. Okay, I don't understand that at all. But anyway, because some people think, you know, you get older, sex isn't as good. But apparently sex is even better the older you get. And somebody got paid huge amounts of money to carry out research into that.
I'm with you now. I thought you meant research into like a building something new, like a new device or something. But you mean research as in just paperwork research.
You're a bit slow, aren't you?
Well, you know, I came up with an idea for a front-loading fish tank many years ago, and still, to this day, no one has made one. So I thought it was...
Well, of course not, because the water would come out.
Yeah, but you have to spin the water around like a cyclone.
Yeah, and then the fish die.
No, because that aerates the water.
Uh-huh.
And then you open the front, throw the fish in, close the flap. Like, the old VCRs used to be top-loading, and then they became front-loading. You've got to go with the times.
What a stupid idea. So, for argument's sake, carry out research. I'm doing a research thesis into why spiders have eight legs.
Do they have eight
legs?
When
probably they... I don't know. Do they have six legs or eight legs? Eight legs, I think, isn't it?
I don't know. I think they got six, haven't they?
Have they? Oh, I don't know. Why haven't they? Okay, I'll do research into why haven't spiders got eight legs.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, and you just go to the government. So I'm doing this very important research into the number of legs that spiders have and why, and what does it mean for the rest of us? And they'll say, oh, yes, that's a very important research project. We'll send you £50,000 to help.
Would spiders be more attractive if they had eight legs?
Are you sure? I thought they had eight legs. Are you sure they've only got six?
Do you want me to quickly Google it?
Yeah.
Hang on. Get my keyboard. How many legs do spiders have? Eight legs.
I was right.
You were right.
You were wrong. Mm.
There we go.
What an idiot you are.
Maybe Google's wrong.
Maybe Google isn't wrong.
Hang on. Underneath that says, do spiders have six legs? Let me click on that one. All spiders have eight legs. Yeah, eight legs. I think we conclude... Well, we've done the research now.
Yeah, now apologise.
Well, I am sorry, but now we've done all the research.
Right. Now shut up. This is the research project. The research project is to find out exactly why nature has given spiders eight legs, when, of course, a lot of animals could manage with four, some manage with two, and others could manage with six. But why does the spider need eight legs?
Somebody's already done the research. I'm reading it now.
What?
Yeah. There's quite a lot of research. Oh. Apparently there's 40,000 species of spiders. Yeah. You'd think one of them would have eight legs, wouldn't you?
All right. Okay. Forget. I wish I hadn't mentioned spiders. right? I want a research, anybody suggests a research project so I can go and get, I'm not interested. I'm just using it because these people who do these research projects, lots of them in flipping quangos and other things, they get money. They get, government gives them our hard-earned tax dollars. Well, pounds. And so I thought we'd get some back. We just do, we need something to do research on.
Nobody's done why have birds got two legs?
Do you know, that's a, yeah, why? I mean, some birds might be better off with four legs or maybe three legs, like a tripod.
You wouldn't be able to catch them then.
Yeah. Anyway, so if anybody gets any ideas, why not drop me an email, jamesworldradio@gmail.com.
That's right.
Yeah, jamesworldradio@gmail.com. Right, I did say we're going to have some music and got sidetracked. So here's a track. And if you want to get in touch, if you've got some music, that is the address as well. Get in touch at jamesworldradio@gmail.com. Here are Red or Dead, and No One is Innocent. There we are. That was Red or Dead. Red or Dead used to be a boutique, didn't it? Red or Dead, a fashion house run by that guy who I used to know and I've forgotten his name.
That man.
That man, yeah. No, what was his name? He wears glasses and does all sorts of design and stuff. Anyway, that was Red or Dead. But still, they were Red or Dead. No One is Innocent. Quite like that. So, should we do tech talk?
Yeah, we could do a little bit of tech talk.
We haven't got a sponsor now this year for Tech Talk. We need a new sponsor for Tech Talk. If you'd like to sponsor Tech Talk, you could be Halfords or you could be, I don't know, Currys. Do they still exist?
Yeah, Currys still exist. Yeah.
Oh, right. It's difficult. They all disappeared, haven't they? And then if you actually did sponsor Tech Talk, we'd know.
But we have got some sponsors lined up for the show.
I'm just trying to help out. I'm just putting in a few thoughts.
Okay, all right.
Don't need to get grumpy. Trying to take over your territory.
Spent weeks organising these new people.
Yeah, well, it seemed that the people you were talking to took a long time to come up with the stuff.
Well, they did, but it's arriving soon, the package.
Yeah. Is it a big package? Oh, I've done that joke before. Forget it. Right, tech talk. Let's do it.
Okay. The tech bods at Consumer Reports have, for the first time, declined to award the recommended star to Apple laptops, the latest MacBook Pro, because of their dodgy battery.
Really? What's wrong with the battery?
It sort of randomly changes its duration. Yeah.
Haven't I got a MacBook Pro?
Yeah, you haven't got the new one that nobody likes.
Haven't I?
No.
Oh, that's lucky then, isn't it? Does that mean I'm on old technology? Do I need to get more?
No, your MacBook Pro is better than the new one.
Is it?
Mm.
Well, that's a show. Why do these people keep bringing out stuff that's not as good as the stuff they already have?
Because Steve Jobs is dead.
Yes, but what's that got to do with it?
Well, they haven't got anyone that's any good anymore in Apple.
Oh, well, I still like the Apple phone. Maybe I should upgrade to the 6 or 7.
I've not upgraded. I've just renewed my contract with my provider. I've not upgraded my phone for the third year running now.
What are you on now?
I'm still on the old original iPhone 6.
Well, you see, I'm on the 5SE.
Yeah, that's not a bad phone. There's no need to upgrade your Apple phone. Once you get an Apple phone, there's no need to upgrade. They're all the same. Everyone, you know, a little bit faster maybe, but you can still make calls on it and you can still FaceTime on it and the apps still work. So when the apps stop working, buy a new phone. Mm. So I've just halved my phone bill.
Why? What? Because you didn't buy a new phone?
My contract ran out where I was paying for my phone every month. And I said, I'm not bothering anymore. I just want to go on a SIM-only deal. So I got a really good deal. I got a 30% loyalty discount this time.
Did you?
Mm.
I haven't had it. Who are you with?
The Vodafone.
You see, I am.
Yeah, but you're not very loyal.
I've been there for 20 years. How much more loyal do you want me to be?
I think I've been there longer.
Have you?
Mm. I had one of the
original... Did you have a brick phone?
I did. I had an original brick phone, yeah.
You did not?
I did, yeah.
Bloody hell. I got my first mobile probably sometime in the 80s, and it came with a car.
It did come with the first transporter phones came with the car, yeah.
Yeah, it came with a car. Yeah. And I didn't get a mobile phone. I think my first one was a Nokia. In fact, I had Nokias for a long time. Didn't keep up, did they?
No, they didn't. I had a Cleartone and a Sony Mars bar and then Motorola's.
Yeah.
And it was £25 a month and 50 pence a minute call rate.
Golly. Well, things have got cheaper, haven't they, really?
Well, the £25 a month is still about right, but the call rate's a lot cheaper. Well, the call rate's unlimited now. It's free.
How do they make their money?
Because they're charging you like 20 quid a month.
Hmm. Well, I wish mine was 20 quid a month. It's always more.
Bit more tech. Slightly used to my new Apple Watch.
Yeah. Oh, you've got to talk to Mrs. W about it.
I was, yeah. The annoying thing is I'll be sitting down and it'll go bing and I'll look at my wrist and it just says breathe on it.
Apparently, and it says time to get up.
Yeah, stand up.
And walk around. Yes. I think that's very good. I'm not having one.
Why does it say breathe?
Well, it might be, sorry, I was having a drink. It might be monitoring your whatever, and you need to get some oxygen into your blood, so it probably needs to breathe. Right, have we done tech talk? No, we didn't, did we? I think I waylaid you.
No, we talked about the rubbish MacBook Pro, mobile phones, cancel your contracts, you know, just take out a SIM-only deal from now on. All the phones are rubbish now. Because they got to a certain level.
So keep the phone you've got.
Yeah, and
as long as you've got an Android or an iPhone.
So on the Apple Watch. Still, jury's out on that. And then, there's a new car that's been launched, the Faraday Future. It's a rival to the Tesla.
Can you get me one?
It does 0 to 60 in 2.39 seconds. It's faster than the Tesla.
2.39 seconds.
Well, it's electric motor, so it's instant, isn't it? It's on. It's just, there's no gradual, it's just on.
So, how much?
Well, I'm assuming they're not in production yet. I'm assuming they're just the sort of demoing it at the moment.
What does it look like? Is it good or not?
Well, it just looks like a car. And it's the same with the iPhone. All cars look the same now. They've all got four wheels and a bonnet and a boot and a window and a windscreen wiper.
Yeah. You see, that's why I like my older cars now. I mean, I think unless, you know, you need a car which is, well, even the older ones are reliable, aren't they? Mrs. W insists on having a car, you know, that's bigger than everybody else's, but then she doesn't do many miles.
And also, you don't mind having a dent in your old car, do you?
No. It's my soft top, which is now 17 years old. It's still got the same hood, the original hood.
Are you holding out for the free tax disc, are you? Well, they don't do tax.
Well, it's only a few more years, isn't it?
Not that they do tax discs anymore.
No.
Tax discs.
No. You need new teeth, don't you? Right, OK. Well, that's tech talk for another week. And, of course, I can't speak either now. What about films? Have you seen films this week? I haven't seen any. I haven't seen movies for ages.
You've been busy. I've seen a film called A Monster Calls.
What? What's that about?
It's about a tree.
Oh, didn't you tweet something out about that?
Yeah, I went to see a film about a tree. It stars a few people from Star Wars. Liam Neeson's in it. He is the tree. So all those years in acting school where he pretended to be an little acorn and then he grows up and gets bigger and bigger and puts his branches out has paid off.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's always good to use the skills you've learned.
I did that in primary school, so maybe I could be a star in a film.
Yeah.
It was all right, actually. It was all about death.
Is it a cartoon movie?
It's got some cartoons in it, but it's a normal film.
Yeah. Is it a kid's film, then?
Not really, no. It's educating kids on how to deal with death.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, because we don't handle that very well at all.
Yeah, by using a tree.
Yeah. Yeah, a dead tree.
No, the tree's alive.
But it dies.
No, the tree doesn't die.
Doesn't it?
No.
Well, what's the point? Why is Liam Neeson in the tree?
He's like a storytelling tree.
Right. That must have been one hell of a makeup job.
It wasn't, it didn't look like Liam Neeson, but it sounded like him.
Yeah. Amazing what they can do these days. And so you recommend or not?
I'd give it about 4 stars out of 5.
Well, that's quite a high.
Yeah, I enjoyed the film.
Recommendation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I might be slightly biased, though, because it had Felicity Jones in it from Rogue One and Liam Neeson from Star Wars in it. So.
And Taken.
And Taken, yes.
Yeah, I like Taken. Those movies, quite good. Right, okay. Did I tell you about my friend James Cosmo is in Celebrity Big Brother at the moment? People should be watching it.
Have we got a vote for him, or are we just waiting for him to come out?
Well, I don't know if he. I mean, hopefully he'd like to be voted out as soon as possible. But so would I. When I was in, and none of you lot did, so you kept me in there. You kept voting for me to keep me in there, which. Very nice. You don't get any more money, though.
Yeah, but do we need to do the Twitter bombarding campaign and the Facebook campaign?
Oh, yeah. I think we should, because nobody wants to be first out. So if he is nominated for the first two, then I think we should.
Right. And after that, we just leave him natural causes, out he comes.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's see what happens. He could be really, you know, he could throw him. You'll know whether he sits in the corner or not. Obviously doesn't participate much, whether he's feeling a bit fed up.
Oh, there's some good news.
What?
Your arch rival, Honey Monster.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't make the top 100, so technically you're musically talented more than she is.
Yeah, because I did, with Bimbo, get into the top 40.
Do you know what number you got into the top 40?
38.
30, wow.
Yeah. Can I? She was on a bit on the side, wasn't she?
I turned it off.
I think yesterday. Well, she was. I don't think I know. I watched it, and then I had to turn away when she came on. I think on Wednesday the 11th, I am going to be on a bit on the side,
and then straight into the house afterwards.
I'll tell you all about it on the next show. The interesting thing is that ridiculous woman in the. I mean, just. Did Simon Cowell really think that record would take off?
We all kept her in for a bit of a piss take, not to release a record. Well, I did.
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, you were responsible for that. I mean, I just thought she was the most crass, ridiculous human being going. And it was just not. I mean, if she actually seriously thinks it's entertaining what she does or funny or anything else, then quite frankly, she needs a smack.
Not that we're saying that you should go around smacking the honey monster.
No, you shouldn't go. Obviously, I'm talking hypothetically, aren't I?
Well, I don't know with you and Honey Monster, yeah.
But, oh, don't even mention the name. I mean, it is just the most appalling thing I have ever had the misfortune to see. It really is. And I'm so pleased that there obviously is common sense out there. Because I thought people were going to be conned into going and buying the record and then going to be sort of, you know, like the king's new suit of clothes, where everybody sort of when he was naked, and everybody said, "Oh, well, that's great," because they thought they had to. Oh, I'm so happy about that! So happy about that. Now, listen, as it is the new year, apart from not buying records by ridiculous people who try and pretend to be something they're not, we did ask on Facebook if anybody was making any New Year's resolutions, or is that a thing of the past? I mean, I've never made one. Have you?
I think years ago I used to, when I was in school, I think when people asked you, what was your New Year's resolution? I think I made up something on the spot.
Oh, when they asked me, I used to turn around and tell them to F off. That's because I'm a super intelligent, very cool person who tells it like it is, and not one of these people that doesn't swear and you can't trust. According to research.
If you say F off, though, do you have to beep out the F bit because everyone knows what it is?
Well, you can, yeah, why don't you? They still know what it is, but yeah, it makes you sound, I suppose, more. What is the word? Responsible,
trustworthy. I think you said earlier.
Possibly. Anyway, Craig McKenzie wants to teach the puppy dog not to pinch his slipper. As long as you're nice to the puppy dog, Craig. Jim Byrne says to face my fear of chestnut trees, I will conquer it. Jim. None of these, by the way, are really making me laugh. Wayne Seaton said, I made two, broke one this morning, and still going with the other, but I'm not telling you what it is. Lynn Barrett says, I don't make them anymore because I never stick to them. Quite right, I never make them either. It's just a silly idea. But it's a one year solution. Well, I'm not going to smoke or drink. Really? Okay. Christina Farley says, never made any, but one, sort out all my documentation, make a rag rug, paint something, and move house. Do you know, I say things like that every year. Well, paint something, I never do. I've never made a rag rug. Move house every now and then and sort out all the documentation. Yeah, I'm sitting in my office now, and it is, you know, paper everywhere. No wonder. Paul Kitchener says, for my New Year's resolution, I will never again take a sleeping pill and a laxative on the same night. I think that's very wise, actually. Very wise indeed. I hope you clean the mess up. Rob James says, my New Year's resolution is to go on a serious diet. I've started really well. Why? Why would you go on a serious diet? Just don't eat as much as you were. That's it. You go on a fatty diet, it won't work. He says, I realised I needed to do something last summer. I was sunbathing on the beach and a deck chair attendant came up to me and said, could you move, please, sir? The tide wants to come in. Alan Goodfellow said, to walk around in my own bubble and avoid watching news and current affairs programmes as much as possible anyway. You see, that's like being one of these who voted to leave Europe, Alan. Think you can cut yourself off from the rest of the world and live quite happily. You can't. David Hazlitt says, isn't he a friend of yours, David Hazlitt?
Anyone's a friend of mine.
My New Year's resolution is to start looking more like James Whale, who is my hero. Now, that is probably the best suggestion anybody's ever made. Yeah. Did John Kirkham, who thought what I said about 52% of people not knowing what they were voting for in Brexit was patronising claptrap, did he come on to apologise yet?
Not as yet, no.
Well, he better.
We have his email address, maybe.
Yeah, well, good. Yeah, he better. I'll tell you, he really better. So normally, if you're a new listener to the program, nice to have you with us. Did I mention my talk radio show sort of Monday to Thursday, 7 o'clock in the evening on talk radio or not?
You got a new show?
Yeah, 7 o'clock until 10, talk radio, Monday to Thursday. I am sure. You see, this is the problem of not having a script.
Sorry? Yeah.
This is the problem of not having a script.
Yeah. Well.
Top of page 4.
Questions for the whale.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yeah. Let's do questions for the whale, yes. Must be running out of time now. Yeah, go on.
Dave Hughes.
Yeah.
Word out now is Brexit could take as much as 10 years. Is this simply political pandering, or could it really take this long?
I tell you, David, it could actually take twice that time. And who knows what may happen in the future? Because quite frankly, David, nobody knows how to dismantle it, and nobody knows what's going to happen, because we are so involved with Europe in all kinds of ways. Setting ourselves free is going to cause more problems. And this is the reason why David Cameron should be made to come down on his knees and apologise to the British people, because he thought, wrongly, he thought it would definitely, by giving people this referendum, they would vote him in, which they did, and he thought there was absolutely no chance people would vote to leave the European Union. How wrong he was, and what a cock-up he has made. Thank you.
I'm leaving that in.
Leaving what in?
The word cock.
I don't think cock-up is that offensive, is it?
If it is, and you're offended, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you're offended, drop us a line, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. And if you are offensive, that is the number to, that is the address to get in touch to make a serious complaint about the programme.
Okay.
And I'll respond to them next week.
Roslyn Chapman. France makes everyone an organ donor. Do you think the UK should too?
No, I don't. And I don't actually understand how a country can tell, can have any kind of power over your body. I think everybody should be prepared to donate anything they've got when they go. You die, it's no use to you, whatever anybody else says. So let other people have it when you're dead and gone. But making it, that's why I don't believe this idea that you have to opt out rather than opt in, because people are bloody lazy. I mean, mankind is you know, needs a kick up the old arsehole. I'll do that again. It needs a kick up the old posterior, doesn't it? But I don't actually understand. My body is my body. It's not that it is not the property of the state. And if the state say, oh, when you die, we can take anything off your body, I don't think that's really the right way to go. But there we are. Maybe that's just me.
It's law in Wales now.
It's where?
It's law in Wales.
Oh, I thought you said it's Laura in Wales. It's law in Wales, is it? Oh, so in Wales, they own your body, do they?
Yeah, unless you opt out.
Yeah, I think that's stupid. But there we are.
Lynn Barrett. My question is, do you remember the pirate G-string I bought you for your birthday and brought it down to Radio Air? It was 20 years ago.
Do you know, Lynn, I don't, but I would like to thank you very much indeed for it. Sort of thing I could probably wear now, isn't it?
A pirate G-string.
Yeah. Well, I think you'd wear it over one eye, wouldn't you?
I suppose you would. Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose you'd wear it over one eye, because a G-string would be, you could make that work over one eye, couldn't you?
Oh, dear. I was going to say something then.
No, probably best you don't.
Stephen Cryan. Feral kids targeting your home. How would you deal with it, James, when the police aren't and without ending up in prison?
Mm-hmm. It's very difficult, unfortunately, because some people really don't know how to bring up their children, do they? Because you don't want to go out and shout at the kids, because that might make things worse. I think you have to implore the police to do something about it. I think you have to talk to your neighbours, and if you know the parents of the kids who are behaving in this way, maybe you can talk to them. It might even be worth talking to social services. If all of this fails, get in touch with your Member of Parliament, because nobody should live having to put up with kids who don't know how to behave themselves.
Get a sprinkler system put in your garden.
Yep, that's an idea.
Fill it with that UV dyed water.
Yeah. By the way, thinking back to radio air, I haven't worked in radio air for about 30, nearly 40 years, by the way. So, Lynn, it's longer than you think.
We can forgive your bad memory then. Rob James. Why did they decide that the words stutter and stammer would both start with the letter S?
I have no idea. Stutter and stammer. Because stutter sounds better than slutter. Oh, no, it would still be with an S, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Putter. You couldn't say putter because they probably went through every letter in the alphabet and decided which letter would sound better for a stutter. And probably S1. The same with stammer as well.
Gene Matheson. I'm out of questions, but just to say that every single word you said about cyclists is so correct and made me feel like you had read my mind.
And so- oh, Gene, thank you very much indeed. And yes, if only cyclists could learn the error of their ways, we'd all have a much better world to live in, wouldn't we? I think that's about it, really. I think that's all I can do this time. So, until the next time, have a very peaceful and a very happy new year start. And check out the website at jameswellradio.co.uk. Who knows? You may find something you want to buy.
Okay, before I go, can I just say to all the listeners, join me next week when I'll be hosting the show when James enters the Big Brother house.
Can I just say something to you?
What?
Listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter at the James Whale. James Whale, the voice of reason.